Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is the gift of forgiveness, the answer to everything. So what would you say about the gift of forgiveness? It really is the answer, right?
Oh, it certainly is a gift. Yes. Good morning, Chas. Yeah, when I think about forgiveness, yeah, it's a gift for both. It's a gift for us and it's a gift for the other person. And sometimes forgiveness can mean forgiving ourselves too. It's not always forgiving somebody else, but, you know, we're probably harder on ourselves than anybody else. And sometimes we may project our unforgiveness for ourselves onto somebody else. But when we bring it back, we realize that it's really ourself that we need to forgive. And maybe that's where it needs to begin. Because once we have a clean slate with that, I don't think pointing fingers at other people is going to feel like the right thing to do. What do you think?
No, I think it absolutely begins with us.
Yeah.
Because it's true. Everything that I am pointing my finger at, it does always come back to me.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, it always does.
Yeah. Even yesterday, I saw my son doing a behavior and it created a reaction in me. And it's old behavior that I've done and probably haven't forgiven myself for.
What was the reaction that you had?
Anger. It created an angry, I wanted to fix it feeling.
Okay.
I wanted to make him stop doing it.
Okay. And have you stopped doing it?
That behavior, yes.
Okay. And have you forgiven yourself?
I don't think I have, or else I don't think I would have had a reaction like that.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I don't even know why I have to think about that. I mean, my head still plays guilt stories about the things that I've done.
Right.
So, it's kind of the same as the love thing. I think it all ties together. Like, if I let go of this guilt, like, what's that going to be like? Like, I've lived with it for so long that, you know, what have I done wrong story? Like, what is life going to look like without that? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I can only tell you from my perspective, I'm not going to say I'm completely free of guilt. The guilt I have is not anything to do with the past. I don't have any guilt about the past. I have done a lot of work on that. Today I might feel guilty if I feel short-tempered with my partner, that sort of little stuff, you know. But it's little stuff. I used to feel guilty. I always used to worry, and I know now it's sinking in what you've been saying for a while, is I used to be afraid that I would hurt somebody. With my words. And so I always tiptoed around with my words, so to be careful. But then I stopped doing that behavior because that wasn't a very effective way of communicating. And it was just all fear-based anyway. So then I began to start to learn to have honest, direct communication, which was really hard for me. And I felt guilty as heck about it for a long time. I knew it was the right thing to do. I knew it was the right direction to go. But it was still hard. And today, every now and then, you know, especially with life coaching, every now and then there's just a truth that comes out of my mouth. And, it's not always comfortable. Do I feel guilty? Not like unhealthy guilt. No, I don't feel unhealthy guilt. I don't beat myself up or second guess myself. Maybe I still just feel a little bad. Maybe it's just there's just a sensitive part of me and part of me that has a lot of empathy for people. So, that part can be just give me a little bit of an angst. But no, I don't have, no, I don't have a whole lot of guilt, let's just say, but I'm not all the way there yet either.
Yeah. And I mean, once we forgive ourselves, it kind of lets everybody off, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, I have forgiven myself. There's nothing that I'm upset with myself about. There's certainly a thousand mistakes I've made in the past, truly a thousand. And probably going to make a thousand more before I leave this life. But I don't have any guilt about the past. I have made peace with the past, the best of my ability. And no. There's no old guilt. I said today, little things that I'm still working on, but they're really little compared to the guilt that I used to carry. Holy tamale. And I have forgiven myself. There's not a question about that. I have completely forgiven myself. I actually did my forgiveness work right before my daughter, before Jody died. Thank God, just like weeks before, something broke through. Like, I for the first time found compassion for myself and stopped treating myself, bad by laying guilt trips and stuff on myself. So, something deeply changed there, and it has continued to change over the years. So, I don't feel guilty.
Do you think it's helped you to be more forgiving of others?
Absolutely. But I've never been one to be able to hold a grudge. I did once in my life, and that, I don't know why it only stands at one person, but one person. And you know what? I'm not going to justify it, but I'm not even going to justify it. I did once. I can remember. It stands out. I can remember how long, why, everything. But it was so damn painful. It was so horrible to feel that way, to carry that. That person wasn't even around, wasn't even in the same town. Like, I was doing all of this to myself for 11 years over this one person. And I think it taught me a valuable lesson. But mostly, I've always been that person that forgives too easy. That's been my character defect, is forgiving too easy. And just because somebody says they're sorry doesn't mean they're always sorry. But when you want to hear sorry so bad, you accept it, or I accepted it.
Yeah. Well, I know I've made progress in the forgiveness department, but I know there's definitely more healing work to do there. I've done a lot of forgiveness from the people that have hurt me in the past and, looked at my own part too. Like when we look at the people that hurt us, then we have to look at the people that we've hurt. So,
Yeah, it goes both ways.
yeah. And I feel like I've definitely made progress there, but still, yesterday shows me just always more stuff to work on, I guess.
And the thing is, Chas, that just because your mind pulls up the memory of, oh yeah, I used to behave that way, that you just want to be careful what your mind does with that, because your mind is always trying to find something wrong with you.
It can
Right?
be a little confusing. It's
Yeah.
like my go-to. It is
Yeah.
my go-to. Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes I have to remind you to not do that, because your mind's always looking to find something wrong with you.
Well, that is my life story. What did I do wrong? I'm always searching for the next thing.
Well,
Next thing. Yep.
yeah. And that stems from, we know where that stems from, but
Yeah. I think a lot of people's minds are searching for guilt, don't you think?
I do. But I also think a lot of us grew up, I did, with, my mother was a shamer. My father was a shamer too. They didn't ever, I don't remember them ever apologizing for anything, though they really deeply did owe some serious amends. They never made a single one. They were too prideful. They were too, no. And so it makes you doubt yourself.
Yeah.
It makes you think, what did I do wrong?
Yep.
Well, no. Excuse me. What wrong things were done to me as a child? Let's talk about that. Instead of me flipping the script on myself, which I did. I flipped it on me, like you flip it on you.
Yep.
Not helpful. just need to remember that, you know, the innocence of the child, and that, you know, it's time to forgive the past, and that includes the people that hurt us, and that includes the people that we've hurt. It's just time to, this world needs love. It does not need judgment. It does not need unforgiveness. It does not need division. It does not need hate. It needs love badly, badly. Yeah. And we just have to be that example. It has to start individually.
Yeah, you're right.
We have to take responsibility for that. So beating ourselves up, living in all that nonsense that the ego creates, and that's all it is. It's all ego created,
yeah.
Generated. Doesn't serve anybody. It's just of no. It's nothing. There's nothing good about it. No. Once we do get that we made a mistake and we've made our amends, we need to move on.
Mm.
Not, you know, every time something triggers that memory, go bring it up again.
Yep.
Right?
Like, really let it go.
Yeah, really.
Like, real forgiveness is really letting it go. Like, really letting it go. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And today's a new day.
Today's a new
day. The past is the past. So what does it really mean, I guess?
Yeah, exactly, Jess.
Well, anything else that you'd add on the gift of forgiveness?
Nope, you got to go to work.
I do. back to work. Vacation's over.
Oh, yeah. COVID vacation.
COVID vacation's over. Yep. My son's off to school and I'm off to work. So.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for being here this morning and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!